canvassers on Thursday certified the results of the November 8th general election, completing a routine part of democracy without the political controversy seen in other states. The panel was comprised of Secretary of State Scott Schwab, Governor Laura Kelly, and Attorney General Derek Schmidt. It took less than 4 minutes from the start of the meeting for the panel to certify the election results. And knocking has returned. Julio Flores has more.
Jehovah's Witnesses in Chanute, Pittsburgh, and the rest of Southeast Kansas have returned to their door-to-door ministry. Robert Hendrick, spokesperson for Jehovah's Witnesses.
We really want to reconnect with our neighbors. The House to House ministry helps us to do just that, bringing a message of comfort and hope right to their door. It's not the only way that we preach, but it has historically been the most effective way.
For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TOOL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TOOL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TOOL.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas collected 5.3% less in taxes than expected in November, which is the first time in more than 2 years that its collections have fallen short of the state's monthly target. The shortfall was $36 million, though the State Department of Revenue's report on Thursday came only 3 weeks after state officials and university economists revised the revenue projections to make them more optimistic. The new fiscal forecast predicted Kansas would collect $678 million in general tax revenues in November, and it took in $642 million. That was the first time tax collections failed to hit a monthly target since July of 2020. And it broke a string of 27 months in a row of better-than-expected numbers. However, tax collections since the current budget year began July 1st are running 5.4% ahead of collections during the same period last year. From July through November, they were almost $3.6 billion, which was $185 million more than the $3.4 billion collected during the same months in 2021. State officials have said inflation is playing a big role in the higher year-over-year revenues, as higher prices also drive up collections of the state's sales tax. Individual income tax collections and corporate income tax collections were also higher than they were last year. While triple-digit yields may have seemed impossible during this year's drought, Kansas wheat producers exemplified how the right combination of genetics, management, and luck pay off with the winning entries in the 2022 National Wheat Yield Contest. The names of the national and state winners were recently released by the National Wheat Foundation, which has organized the competition for the past 7 years. The national contest was split into winter wheat and spring wheat, and then divided into dry land and irrigated production. And contestants had to prove their wheat would grade at levels 1 or 2 to compete. In the dry land winter wheat category, Brett Olke from Hoxie took the top Kansas spot with an entry of Westbred grain field that yielded 106.34 bushels per acre. The entry also earned Olke fifth place nationally for percentage increase over the county average. As of the 24 national winners, Olke is shipping in a grain sample that will be analyzed for additional quality parameters. If the winning samples meet all the specified customer desired quality targets, producers will receive a $500 award, and in addition, national winners receive a trip to the Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida in March 2023, and will be recognized at the National Wheat Foundation's Winners Reception. Hayes producers John and Matt Grabby took second and third place in Kansas with entries of Westbred WB4422, which yielded 103.24 bushels per acre, and Westbred WB4792, which yielded 97.88 bushels per acre, respectively. In the irrigated winter wheat category, David Leonard from Goodland placed first in the state with an entry of Plains Gold Langan that yielded 119.57 bushels per acre. And Matt Brack from Hutchinson earned second with an entry of Westbred WB4401 that yielded 103.44 bushels per acre. You can follow Kansas Wheat in the coming weeks to learn more about the Kansas winners and their tips and tricks for success this year. And you can also learn more about the National Wheat Yield Contest by visiting yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. Keeping your home warm during the cold Kansas months can be a challenge, and while portable space heaters can help generate heat, plugging them into power strips is a fire hazard, as fire officials said the heating elements in space heaters can reach 500 to 600 degrees Fahrenheit, and power strips are not designed to handle the energy load of a space heater and can overheat. So any space heater should be plugged directly into the wall and washed while in use. According to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters are most often responsible for home heating equipment fires, accounting for more than 2 in 5 fires, as well as the vast majority of associated deaths with 81% and injuries with 80%. Lorraine Carley, the Vice President of Outreach and Advocacy for the National Fire Protection Association, stated that space heaters can be effective tools for heating smaller areas, but they need to be used with caution and care. The National Fire Protection Association provided some home heating safety tips and recommendations that included to have a 3-foot kid-free zone around open fires and space heaters, have heating equipment and chimneys cleaned and inspected every year by a qualified professional, install and maintain carbon monoxide alarms to avoid the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning, and never use your oven to heat your home. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Kansas Water Authority will meet on Wednesday, December 14th and Thursday, December 15th at the City Limits Convention Center in Colby, Kansas. The meeting will begin at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, December 14th, and conclude for the day around 5 p.m., and the meeting will continue at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday, December 15th, and will conclude at around 11:30 a.m. For more information on the meeting, you can visit the Kansas Water Office website calendar at kwo.ks.gov. The Kansas Water Authority is responsible for advising the governor, legislature, and director of the Kansas Water Office on water policy issues. They also ensure that water policies and programs address the needs of all Kansans, as well as serve as advisors of the Kansas Water Plan. The Kansas Water Authority was established in 1981 and consists of 13 voting members who are appointed by the governor or legislative leadership, and state agency directors serve as ex officio members. For more information, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Wednesday, November 30th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission and county attorney reviewed the November 2022 vouchers and payroll, and upon review, the commission and attorney approved the payroll and vouchers as submitted. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce was in to visit with the commission about a concern several citizens are having with parking and trash in the area directly across from the Kansas Department of Corrections site. Donna explained that this is also causing an issue with the school bus stop, and the commission viewed a map and gave some suggestions to Donna to proceed with seeing if corrective action can be done. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department was in to update the commission on projects. Rob stated that OS-1 is nearing completion, and they also discussed some requests for stop signs in various locations within the county. A study will have to be completed before the signs can be placed by resolution. A discussion was then held on the purchase of a new welder. Rob stated that there would be a need for a smaller welder that could be transported from pickup to pickup versus the larger welder on the bridge truck, and the commission stated that they would review the request after the first of the year. Clarence Wetter with the Norton County Noxious Weed was in to visit with the commission on purchasing chemicals for 2023. Clarence has received bids from the chemical suppliers and presented those to the commission, and upon review of the requested purchase, the commission approved the bids. Clarence then spoke with the commission about part-time help through the winter months, and the commission stated that they want to watch budgets and limit part-time staffing where they're able. The commission stated that if the workload changes, Clarence should come back and visit with them. Several abated and added tax statements were issued to the commission for review and approval, and the statements were issued for several reasons. The statements were approved as issued. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the minutes from the November 21st, 2022 commissioner meeting, with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until December 12th of 2022. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The Norton County Commission is currently seeking names of individuals that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Names must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than December 30th, 2022. This appointment will be a four-year term. Names can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
The perfect holiday gift, no matter who you are. Easily find the perfect holiday gift for everyone of a kind person on your list with a CU Money Visa gift card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Select our virtual option to share a gift card instantly or choose your delivery date. Wrap up your holiday shopping early at UNWFCU, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi from the Kansas Livestock Association's annual convention in Wichita. One of the big issues that was talked about concerns the recent decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service concerning the lesser prairie chicken, which has been an issue for several years. And just earlier last week, it was decided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to consider it an endangered species in portions of the area down in the Texas Panhandle and in New Mexico, and a threatened species here in the state of Kansas and in parts of the Oklahoma and Texas Panhandles. We had the chance to talk with Tanner Beamer, Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and talked about the fact that there has been a lot of work that has gone into trying to conserve habitat for the lesser prairie chicken. Now, another part of this is, what are some of the things NCBA will do now that the decision has been made by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on the status of the lesser prairie chicken.
We have a team at NCBA in our DC office that is pretty much solely dedicated to issues that deal with species conservation and the Endangered Species Act. And you know, this really, in my opinion, further speaks to the need for overall Endangered Species Act reforms, right? We joke a lot that the ESA is like the Hotel California, where species check in, but they never check out, right? We have a terrible delisting rate in this country, despite overwhelming successes. The gray wolf is a great example, right? That's a species that has exceeded all of its original targeted recovery goals, and it still remains on the list. So we are going to continue to advocate for common sense reforms that are rooted in science, and we're going to continue as well with this specific listing of the lesser prairie chicken to make sure that farmers and ranchers' needs are met throughout the process.
Comments from Tanner Beamer with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
In the field, it's good to have a friend you can count on. One that's hardworking, trustworthy, and always shows up. Just like LG Seeds. Our corn hybrids and soybean varieties deliver consistent performance across all your acres, giving you reliable yield you can expect. Start this season right with LG Seeds. Talk to your local dealer or visit lgseeds.com for more information.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The windy and dry weather continues in the central plains today with daytime highs well above average ahead of an incoming cold front. The wind will be gusty statewide today. We have a wind advisory posted for most of eastern Kansas. Fire weather conditions expected in the western and central counties. Very dry air is over the plains combined with the warm daytime highs in the 60s and 70s and low relative humidity. Wildfire risk will be high for much of our state this afternoon. We have little or no moist air available for any rain or snow, so we'll stay dry through the weekend, but it will be a lot cooler by tomorrow. The gusty wind will make for hazardous travel conditions this afternoon and evening, especially for high-profile vehicles. Wind will be out of the south or southwest at 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusting over 50. On the map heading into this afternoon, that cold front is just about to enter our northwestern counties. More cloud cover moving into the state through the afternoon hours. By late afternoon and evening, the front will drop southeastward very quickly across our state. Wind will stay gusty, as high as 45 to 50 miles per hour on those gusts. Colder high pressure settles into Kansas tomorrow, and the wind will gradually calm down, but it will be a lot colder. 30s in the eastern counties for tomorrow's highs and 40s in the west. Sunday looks fair. High pressure staying in place. Should be sunny and a few degrees warmer. Daytime highs back in the 40s and 50s. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, low to mid 60s with low teens overnight. Upper 60s and low 70s north central, and tonight we're in the mid to upper teens. Mid 60s northeast and low 20s overnight. Southwest, upper 60s and low 70s, mid to upper teens for the overnight hours. Upper 60s and low 70s south central, and tonight we're in the low to mid 20s. Mid to upper 60s southeast and upper 20s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
We all know clean fields lead to strong yields. That's why XtendFlex soybeans offer triple tolerance to dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate to control more weed species than any other soybean system, even tough weeds like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and mare's tail. Get the control, flexibility, and proven performance you need so you can focus on the business at hand instead of beating back weeds. Explore the Roundup Ready Extend crop system at systemofchoice.com. Claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 13802. October down 97, 14325. August feeders down 240, 17887. And September down 297 at 18267. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Music.